This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Guys, the NFL playoff time is here. It's playoff time and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the playoffs.
You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks.
Ooh-wee.
Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for sports season.
If you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday.
Love that.
Or Flex Friday, which I've done a couple times. You know, it's a nice little way to spice up the games, make it a little more interesting, if you know what I mean?
Yep, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off, which ones aren't, and make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks.
Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Prize Picks. Run your game. They gave me that line. I didn't make it
That's
up.
Why That's, sounded real. That's, That's why it sounded better. That's why it sounded better than the game.
Okay.
That sounded good.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a lot of Black-led Oscar Beatty movies coming out. I don't know how many of them are actually going to get nominations, but there
Danielle
are.
Danielle definitely getting one. Danielle's, I think Danielle's.
You think she's definitely getting one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the talk?
I think Danielle's getting one. I think Coma Domingo's getting one.
Yeah. Sing Sing is will probably be nominated for a few.
Yeah. I have to see. I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
I don't know if Nickel Boys will get one, but they're pushing it hard.
They are really trying.
They're trying. They want like a directing one, but I don't know. That's so tough.
It's
to
not
get.
Black, but that Zoe Saldana
movie
on
Emily
Netflix.
Perez. Yeah,
I want to watch it. I mean, apparently it's great. Like,
yeah.
But also people said that about like a couple other movies, and I saw it, and I was like, yeah, this is.
It's a musical too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks. I've seen behind the scenes.
Oh, maybe we do a takeover one or something.
Cynthia,
I don't know.
Cynthia's definitely getting nominated for Wicked. I feel like they got an, like Wicked came out of like the production.
Well, does that count as a black movie or we just mean black people?
Got it. I mean it as like black lead movie.
Yeah, black led. That's what I said.
Black led. That's what you said. Okay.
Yeah, I said black led.
Oh, I was
movie,
like,
not.
Okay.
Denzel's going to get nominated.
Brian Tyree Henry might, right? For Fire and Side.
For Transformers 1, yeah.
Transformers 1?
Everyone said that movie is actually good.
Wait, isn't Keegan-Michael Key in that one?
Yeah, he's
he
an
is,
answer, yeah,
but,
he
but
is.
Then Brian Tyree is, isn't he like Megatron or something? Isn't he one of the guys? Maybe
I'm
he's
sure.
not. Maybe I, maybe I'm just a mistook his voice for somebody else's.
For Godzilla
I have to look it up now.
X Kong. No, that was last year. Wait, did that come out last year or this year? I honestly don't know. You know?
Oh yeah, he is Megatron. He is Megatron. Brian Tyree.
Right. You know when you can't tell? That was this year. Oh my lord!
Wow.
Godzilla X Kong was this year. That's crazy. See, this is how you know that like time isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, time it like was a thing for a period. There was a period of time when time was a thing.
Yeah.
And now it's not.
It's like, what is that's the other thing about this season. Yeah. And also, welcome to Black Man Can't Jump on Patreon.
yeah.
Like instead of doing Patreon City, you just went.
Well, I didn't know we were actually starting at that point. I was listening and then I had to clear my throat. Wait, do it again. I didn't know we were starting. I thought we were still just talking.
I actually don't know if we were starting either. I don't know.
All of that's in it.
All that's in? All right. Well, welcome to Black Man Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I don't normally do lines, but there's obviously a lot of good ones in this. I'm gonna do this though. Oh, Berta. Oh, gal. Oh, ha. Oh, Berta. Oh, come on, gal. Oh, ha.
Yeah. Yeah. They were singing.
They sure were singing.
And it went long. Like, I was like,
yeah, they did that whole song.
At one point, I was like, oh, we all in this song right now.
Right. Yeah, I just watched a bunch of trailers for all of these movies that are, you know, they're hoping for some Oscar nominations, and there are just so many of them.
Do you feel like more than normal, or?
Well, I guess not necessarily, but it's just like, I just was reminded how strange it is that they dump all of these movies at the end of the year around the same time, and it's like none of them have any chance of making any money unless. They're the front runners, right? Like, yeah, until it actually breaks through. Otherwise, it's like, who's seeing these movies? And I obviously Netflix can be like, hey, we'll just put them on our thing, right? But like, it is wild how many of these kind of films come out at the end of December, limited release usually, and then some more wide release in January. But, you know, you get tired of watching, you know, drama after drama after drama, especially when they're all like trying to, I don't know. But I do appreciate that there are a lot of black ones. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say is that even though I don't know how many of these are going to be nominated, there were several of them and some that we haven't done yet, like Sing Sing and Nickel Boys and The Fire Inside. There's another one about wrestlers. Like, is it called the?
Oh, it's one of our friends is in it. What's his name? The Jennifer Lopez, Jerome one. Yeah, I know him. He was in UCB New York. Oh God, it's gonna kill me. Huh? Let me just go on.
The movie's called Unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm gonna find him. You're gonna know exactly.
Find who the actor is that's also in the film. Other than Jerome. Don Cheadle's in it. Jennifer Lopez.
Also, what's so crazy is I feel like there's so many of these movies, but like it's almost like people are like chasing too much where like nobody's getting a lot of attention.
Well, that's my thing. Is
Andrew,
like,
Santiago. That's his name. I'm going to put him
Yes, in Andrew Santiago.
He got to LA recently and has been crushing.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know that. I do feel that because I was like, this is such inside baseball, but I mean that's what we do here on Patreon. There's this Vultures does this box office fantasy league, which is insane, and I decided to actually do it, and I'm representing our podcast.
Respect.
And hey. I was doing kind of well, but then I sadly didn't choose Wicked for my because I wasn't sure and Duh. That seemed to be a
you
fatal
didn't
error.
Choose Wicked
I didn't choose Wicked for my lineup, and let me tell you,
Duh.
That was a fan. I chose Moana 2, which is beating Wicked in the box office.
Yes.
But
yes.
You get bonus points for like nominations for different awards. And Wicked is the very, very enviable 1-2 punch of doing very well in the box office and racking up the award nominations. And it will definitely get, you know, and Moana 2 obviously can only be nominated for Best Animated Feature. And I don't even know if it'll be nominated for that because people
right.
don't
I mean,
seem
I
to
guess
like
songs
it.
Though, right? Couldn't music could have
so
been
I think,
too?
So I think people actually actively don't like the songs.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I've heard that.
Yeah. Because Lin didn't do it.
Yeah. So people are like the reports I have are like, you know, they didn't need a sequel. And I've seen reviews that talk about the music particularly being like, we don't like this.
Do we know why Lin's not attached, or is there a reason? Or
apparently he was doing it was the Bridgerton to the music to was it It was the Bridgerton, the music. Oh, the Brit. Yeah, so he apparently was doing something else. Apparently he has another movie, but he also is doing Moana, the movie, like the live action. So apparently, like, they were doing both of these at the same time, or like he was writing. He was writing that. Yeah, whatever. But it was like, I think he was doing, you know, he picked the other one.
The name is Mark Mancina, is the guy who's credited as the music by for Moana 2. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, people don't like it. So maybe he needs, I don't know.
Moana 2 was originally going to be that series, right? And then they turned it into a movie. I always wonder if it
Right.
was
they said that.
Like,
too.
Like if they were doing that and then, you know, and they were getting whoever they could get for that, somebody who's great for that, you know, but then like they weren't stacking the deck in the same way. And then when they switched it to a movie, it was like, Lynn's like, all right, I got all this other stuff that I'm doing. I don't have time for this. All right, I don't have to.
I mean, I wish Lynn could have just sat down Mark and gave him the piano lesson.
All right.
Didn't we already start?
I'm upset that we were a part of this. Because
like, we started the whole thing. Like, what?
We're like in it. We're deep in it.
Yeah, no, we're officially
too late.
In it.
It's
right.
Too late.
I'm just talking about Moana 2.
You waited
and maybe,
too late.
Maybe yeah, if he got his,
it's past
you know,
my bedtime. It's past my bedtime.
Maybe if he got the piano lesson, it would have been a little better.
I respect it, though. I'm
no, no. We're like 15, 20 minutes into it. You just can't.
No, we are into it. But
no,
in terms of like.
No, I know we're into it.
James, you already said your quote. No, you said your quote.
I already said my.
He said this black man can't jump and pop. Like, we did the thing.
Correct.
We did already do the thing. But in terms of like.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Jonathan Braylock. James III. Drum Milligan.
Anyway, we are reviewing the piano. It's weird. It's a what a coincidence. We're reviewing the piano lesson, actually.
Yeah,
right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Let's see. It's based on, you know, August Wilson play. It's directed by Malcolm Washington. It stars John David Washington. It was produced by Denzel Washington.
That's a lot
of
Washingtons.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Was there any relation?
They're all, yeah, there was a little bit of a relation.
I mean, you know, his whole family. Also, shout out to Denzel Washington. He became a minister yesterday. Well, when this podcast comes out, he will officially be Minister Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It feels like something he could have done
easily
a long time ago. It's interesting that it has just happened now.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Denzel, very famously Christian, talks about his faith a lot. This movie stars Samuel Jackson as well as Danielle Deadweiler, Corey Hawkins. Stephen James is in this for a bit.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that
I
was
like
cool.
The guy. What's the guy? He was
Ray Fisher.
Yes, he was so. I like him. I feel like I haven't seen him that much, but I like him a lot. Yeah, Ray Fisher, man.
Yeah.
Ray
who
Fisher.
Played Lyman. He's let me see. What has he done? He was Cyborg,
He famously had the Cyborg deal.
He was Muhammad Ali on Broadway, I think. That's what made him famous.
And he was and Gerard, you love this. He was Darian Bloodaxe in Rebel Moon Part 1, The Child of Fire.
Wait, why'd you why do
and Gerard, you love this?
wait,
no, because no, you're a Snyderhead, right? Like, yeah, and we reviewed
a
Rebel
Snyderhead.
One
Snyderhead
Part One of Child of Fire.
Ooh, first off, boy, when you started saying that character name, I was like, "What is he? Like,
who is Darian? Who is Darian Bloodaxe?
Like, what are you talking about?" That's too funny.
Guys, we have fun. We have fun. What else to say about the piano lesson? Look, this movie came out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it doesn't have a box office. they are pushing it for awards in this award season. I don't know if it'll get any.
I think Danielle will be the only person. I truly think she'll be the only person, I guess.
Okay, well, that would be great. This movie has an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes critic score. Audience score, which by the way, Rotten Tomatoes is very much pushing the fact that what used to be called the audience score is now the popcorn meter.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So they don't want it to be called audience score anymore. They want it to be called the popcorn meter because the critic score is called the tomato meter.
Interesting. But
anyway, the audience score is 67. 67
versus, can you say the...
considerably lower. 89.
Ooh, versus... Ooh.
And that's that. Honestly, that's not surprising. And we've talked about this before. We've reviewed several Blaze turned into movies on this podcast, and we've reviewed a couple of August Wilson plays because we obviously reviewed Fences when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I have trouble. I can't, like, I can't accept when people give, like it being like, oh, I don't like this because it's a play. It's like, it is. That's what it is. Like, what do you...
Well,
and I mean, understand it's in new medium. In a new media, I understand that. And so they should be doing whatever they can to make it translate. Cause that's what this is about. We're adapting.
I think people don't know. I think that's the thing.
Right,
that's
people go sometimes. In not knowing. Yeah.
People go in and they don't know because either the marketing hasn't made it explicitly clear or they just missed it. And so they go in and instead of realizing like, hey, this is a play turned into a movie, meaning we're going to get a lot of dialogue, like there's not going to be a lot of action. Scenes are going to be a little bit slower, a little bit longer. People tend to not enjoy that as much on the popcorn side of things.
Yeah, the popcorn.
The thing that is kind of weird that we were talking about offline, or at least James brought up this comparison that I don't know if this is what we should start off with, but I feel like we maybe have to. We might as well go there.
I don't know if we should all say our frame of reference to this, but I do think that this is a fair comparison to talk about.
Yeah. Well, wait, I want to get your exact wording. What did you say?
Please, let's read it. Well, I said a lot of things, but I think I know the part you're
talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. here it is. Premium Tyler Perry. Premium Tyler Perry. Now, before we get it, let's just remind people that Tyler Perry's movies sometimes are based off of plays.
That's right.
Initially,
that's where the reference comes from,
right? Diaries of Black. Yeah.
It is. It's more connecting the fact that Tyler Perry started as a playwright.
Yeah,
both playwrights are chronicling the Black experience and a very specific Black experience. Yep. And so for anyone who hears that and considers it shade, you must understand that, like, if I had a tattoo, it would be of August Wilson's. All of his century cycle would be on my arm. So this is not to diss him in any way, but like in terms of like, you know, like, some people might view this as not their Black experience. And so in the same way that people don't view Tyler Perry's Black experience as their Black experience. And so that is where that comparison is coming from.
Also, you know, there tends to be at times in Tyler Perry movies, long drawn out scenes. Now, sometimes these scenes are filled with obviously improv for comedic purposes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there are longer drawn out scenes. There's some moral question, dilemma, or whatever that they try to get into. Obviously,
yes,
it's called. You use the word premium for a reason,
that's
I
right.
think, because yes. I think Tyler Perry kind of plays a little bit to the lowest common denominator, shall we say?
Sure, in some of his, or maybe in all, but in a variety of different ways,
right.
It's like. The whatever the humor is or whatever the drama is, or you know,
I mean, he's trying with his new one. He has a new one out where I've heard him do reviews of it. His military one that this was supposed to be his Oscar movie, unfortunately.
Is it out?
It came out. Yeah, the reviews aren't that kind.
I'm gonna see it.
All right. Wow.
Look, I'm gonna see it.
My friend is in it. She's one of the leads. And I'm like, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I will. I will never tell you how I feel about it, but I will watch it.
I'll just say, you know, another thing about where that comparison kind of comes from too is, you know, is as with film on stage, you know, every now and again, there's the one or two or three playwrights, directors, actors, usually a little bit more actors because you have, there's typically more actors in a play than, you know, than the people that you need behind the scenes, but that get exalted in this way and celebrated. And it's like, you know, when theater companies are doing their black play that year, or, you know, for a number of years, it was the August, whatever the new August Wilson was, or an August Wilson that was available, you know, that was who was being exalted for a long time. And who knows, if he were still alive today, if his new stuff would still be like the drop everything, there's a new August Wilson play out. You know, and so you right. at least for me in my experience as someone who was interested in theater growing up, it was like, before it became, I fully love this, I wasn't sure if I was being told I should love this, you know, or if that was the opinion that I, grew on my own, you know, or if it, but sure. If it was like,
that makes
is
sense.
is he being thrusted down my throat, you know, or do I actually, you know, am I actually moved by these stories? And I, you know, I had to sit with myself with that stuff, but I ultimately, you know, when I first read Fences in high school, and I didn't know who August Wilson was and whatever, and I didn't know I had already seen maybe one of his plays by then, and I truly think he was a great writer, and that Century Cycle is an amazing feat, and so I'm excited to talk about this movie and how this movie hit us.
Great, yeah. So there's not much else to say. I mean, should we go into
what's the log line for?
What is the log line?
What is
the
log line?
The log line for the piano lesson.
Piano.
You want the IMDb one?
Yeah, that's what I would go by.
So the log line is: it follows the lives of the Charles family as they deal with themes of family legacy and more, in deciding what to do with an heirloom. The family piano.
This vague ass. Where's it?
The IMDb ones are going to be vague. They're the vaguest ones.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.